The following report was submitted by the team. The Sioux Ice Hawks completed an unblemished 27-0 tournament record this season by claiming the Northeastern Regional Championship during the weekend in Timmins. The tournament brought all the top Ringette teams from the region together for one final contest of the season and home base bragging rights. In round robin play, the girls faced off against teams from Iroquois Falls, Timmins, West Ferris, and Sudbury, winning their fifth U12A gold medal this year. Friday morning action saw the IceHawks take on the unknown team from Iroquois Falls. After a brief feeling out period, the Sioux team opened up the scoring with two goals in just over 2 minutes. Iroquois Falls got on the scoreboard with a quick tally, cutting the lead in half to start the second period, but the girls from the Sioux turned it on, scoring four more times in the period, finishing with a 6-3 victory. In afternoon action, the IceHawks met up with the host Timmins Tornadoes, whom they've played a couple of times throughout the season. The teams locked up in a hard-fought stalemate for the majority of the first period before the Sioux picked up two quick goals just over a minute apart. Timmins was quick to respond with a goal with 1 minute remaining in the period. The Tornadoes then started the second period strong, scoring 44 seconds in to even the score. The IceHawks responded to this with a whirlwind of action in the opposing team's end, netting three unanswered goals to take the 5-2 win. Saturday began with an early wake-up call as the Hawks kicked off an 8 a.m. game against West Ferris. Thoughts of sleepy eyes and slow starts disappeared as the Sioux team scored just 12 seconds into the game and didn't let off the gas pedal, scoring seven goals in the first period and taking a 7-1 lead into the second. Four more goals followed in the second with a final score of 11-2. The evening game featured a meeting with one of the IceHawks' biggest rivals, the Sudbury North Stars. A win here would secure first place for the Sioux and a bye straight to the finals. With so many games played between each other, the strong knowledge of play kept things close to start, but the IceHawks were able to break through with three goals in the first period. After trading goals in the second, the Hawks secured the 4-1 victory and trip to the finals to try to complete their perfect season. Sudbury would face off against Timmins in the semifinal. Sudbury got past Timmins with a 7-3 win in the semi. The championship game was a battle. Both teams knew what was on the line and there wasn't much separating the two. The IceHawks were able to get on the scoreboard with 8 minutes remaining in the first period and kept the pressure on, but weren't able to get anything more past the stellar play of the Sudbury goalie. The first period ended with a 1-0 lead for the IceHawks, and the second period saw the back-and-forth action continue. The Sioux team continued to play their possession-based game while Sudbury opted for more of a dump-and-chase style of play, hoping to capitalize on a mistake. With just under 3 minutes left to play, Sudbury shocked the arena, scoring off a free play and tying the game at 1-1. The teams fought to the buzzer, ending regulation tied. Emotions were running high and a brief intermission was enough time to have the IceHawks collect themselves and try to finish off the season. The IceHawks started overtime hot, keeping the pressure on in the Sudbury zone but still unable to score. After some brief back-and-forth action, the IceHawks scored after a beautiful setup to take the 2-1 overtime victory and complete their perfect season. The IceHawks would like to thank their competitors this year for a great season and always pushing them to their best in the games played. This includes teams from Barrie, Dorchester, Forest, Guelph, Iroquois Falls, Markham-Stouffville, London, Metcalf, Nepean, Oshawa, Richmond Hill, Sudbury, Sunderland, Timmins, Waterloo, and West Ferris. The U12A Sioux IceHawks are comprised of juicy wiggling freaks in the form of Cheetos, Cobras, and Squirrels, individually known as Brooklyn Adams, Erica Bernardo, Mayel Brown, Michaela Farelli, Emma Ferenzina, Jessica Fasanello, Avery Fierro Wood, Cameron Galizia, Alvia Hull, Mackenzie Yarrail, Ariana Nowitzki, Gabriella Nowitzki, Reese O'Neill, Maya Sloss, Sarah Sonic, and Leah Vaughn. For the season, they were supported by Chelsea Klingon, head coach, Gabrielle Barrel, Marley Cochimiglio, Brad Nowitzki, Kurt O'Neill, Gannon Vaughn, assistant coaches, Matt Yarrail, skating coach, Tammy Bernardo, manager, and Bridget Vaughn, trainer, as well as many parents, siblings and family members.